guest here today with us, Sherry.
Hello, everyone.
That's Sherry. Aika was on her way. She had a long nap, so she'll be here probably in a couple songs. But it's fine. We've got a guest right now.
Super excited to be here.
I've always wanted to do this.
Yeah, you can come anytime. I've never done a show without a guest. Like, it's my show technically, but I always have a guest. I'm not good at talking
by
myself.
Makes it more fun probably too, hey?
Yeah, because then you can like talk to people and stuff, which is pretty nifty.
Yeah.
I would like to say.
Duh, discuss stuff.
But hope everyone's doing well. It was supposed to be 18 degrees today. I'm not sure if you knew that. And it is not 18 degrees outside.
I honestly can't tell temperature. Like, I know what 30 feels like, and that's it. Like, I can't tell a difference between, like, 11 degrees, 17 degrees,
I'm, like, 22. So cold.
Like, I have no idea.
I'm so cold. I don't know. But whatever. Sherry's here because it is her birthday tomorrow, which
yes.
will be a topic of discussion.
For sure. It's Aries season, guys.
It's Aries season. We're both Aries.
Yeah, we're both Aries. That's why we are best friends.
Oh, yeah. It's Aries season, the best season.
Mm-hmm.
Aiko's a Scorpio, which is the worst season, but we don't even have... Her birthday is November 12th.
Okay.
So, there you go. Now everyone knows. But, yeah, so we've got some great songs for you today. We're just going to kick it off in honor of Goose Hunt, which was the BVP music festival at Kerner's on Saturday. We're going to start it off with the Zolas because they were performing. I wasn't there because Sherry and I were partying at venue.
Oh, yeah. I had my birthday on Saturday. That was fun.
But I heard it was an amazing show, and I've seen them live before, and they're great. So I hope you guys really enjoy this one.
I'll be your
Are back. Aiko has joined us from her nap. What you just heard was Conflict by Bored Decor off their album The Color Red, which is great. Oh my goodness. So many friends are in the studio. I see them all. before that was Strange Girl by the Zolas. But Aiko, how are you doing? How's it all going?
You know, I'm doing all right.
All right's better than terrible.
Good. I spent a lot of time at the beach this weekend.
Oh, good.
So that was very cleansing, relaxing. Had a moment where, like, I had gone swimming and then I came out and I saw someone that I didn't want to see and I wasn't fully wearing clothes. And, like, there was an interaction there that was very, very, very awkward. But it was fine in the end.
That's good.
Yeah, because it was the beach.
Oh, I want to go.
Before the storm. It's supposed to... I think we're supposed to have a storm on Friday.
Really?
Someone said something and I, like, started freaking out because I was like, there's no way that we're going to, like, come back with, like, the rain and the clouds. Like, the sun shines way too good to us.
I
want
to go to the beach. I wanted to go to the beach yesterday and Finn was like, no, because you have to write your paper. And I was like, you're right. Dude, and then we sat inside instead and didn't even go. I didn't write my paper and we didn't go to the beach.
See, that always happens to me. I'm always like, I'm not going to do something. I'm going to write my paper. And then my paper's late, inevitably.
My paper got pushed.
Listen, that paper's due on Wednesday. It's happening after this.
Oh my goodness. But how long does it have to be?
12 pages. Ooh. Everyone who is listening to this show, which means like my family and my boyfriend, all know. Everyone knows about this paper. It's pretty infamous at this point.
Is your mom listening to us?
Probably.
Hi, Connie. I miss you.
My mom says hi to you both as well. I talked to her on the phone earlier.
I literally love your mom so much. I think our moms would be like a very good friends.
This is like a Connie appreciation show.
Yeah.
I should do that. I should do a Connie appreciation show.
This one's for you, Connie.
Speaking of things Connie did for me, she found me an article that's 10 stories that look like April Fool's Day pranks, but they aren't. God.
Oh,
did you guys hear about Justin Bieber?
He like did the ultrasound,
the pregnancy thing. I don't know if it's like fake or.
I guess we'll find out.
No, it was fake. I was reading the news.
Oh, it was fake.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, you know what isn't fake?
Are they still getting a divorce?
No, I don't think so.
No. Okay. I don't know what's
they're
happening.
They're like big Jesus freaks.
Really?
Yeah.
That's mean.
Sorry.
I mean, apologies. You're right, but that's mean.
Apologies.
But. Yeah, they are.
They are. They go to this like church in LA that's really famous for being like hip new church for the kids.
You know, everyone needs a hip new Hillsong. Church for the kids.
It's really weird. I was reading.
Oh, Selena Gomez goes there too. They all go there.
Everyone really? Goes there. Very strange. Chris Pratt.
Oh, he's really religious too. Oh, I forgot.
Chris Pratt.
He's also a JF.
What's a JF?
Jesus freak.
Oh my god.
Sorry, apologies. Listen, my grandparents are very, very Catholic. I was raised Catholic. It's fine.
But guys, you know what is not fake like Justin Bieber's maybe pregnancy?
What?
Billionaire.
Well, it'll be Hailey Baldwin's pregnancy, not
Justin Bieber's.
Just to be clear.
Billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk has released a rap song.
Oh good. My god.
Actually, good.
It's called. Rest in peace, Harambe.
You are joking.
There's more details on his Twitter, apparently.
Absolutely not.
And in the Ukraine,
rest in peace,
a comedian with no political experience won more votes in the first round than the actual like current leader of Ukraine.
So the incumbent president of the Ukraine. Well, that makes sense.
The comedian,
sorry,
the comedian played the president on TV.
That'd be like Alec Baldwin running against Trump.
Oh my goodness! What is happening in the world right now?
It's falling apart very, very fast.
Yeah. The world is a mess.
Shout out to Isia, who's walking past us now.
She's not even paying attention.
I know.
I love her outfit today.
She's everyone who cannot see her outfit. She's wearing these plaid. Like these checkered black and white shorts, which she told me she found in a box on the side of the road on her way home from work the other day.
Wow.
And
amazing.
The first boy ever loved only wore clothes that he found in boxes on the side of the road.
And I like that connection.
That he found. Fishing.
Fishing?
Wow. Elliot Jones, the love of my life.
What if he's listening right now?
Hello to whoever that person is.
He'll finally send me a letter back.
Were you pen pals?
And
for a minute. He sent me letters.
Goodness.
That's so romantic.
I sent him a letter.
That's like the notebook.
It is like the notebook, except he hasn't sent me a letter in a year, so.
Send him another one. Like double text, but with letters.
No, I sent him an email in response to a letter because I was traveling in Europe, so there's no way I could have received a letter back.
Oh, that's true.
Very true. So maybe he did send one.
Maybe your mom is keeping them from you.
Well, yeah. I don't know. My parents got a letter from him that he sent to me, and they, like, took pictures of it and sent the pictures to me so I could reply to him. That's when I sent the email.
That's very cute.
Yeah. It was very cute.
That is really cute.
But we haven't talked since. So.
Well, I hope he's doing well wherever he is.
I hope so, too. He's at this weird college called Deep Springs. It's a 2-year philosophy school that they, like... Our
in
rancher
Australia?
Is part-time. No, it's in Southern California.
Of course it is.
Yeah. He's pretty cool.
Is he a JF?
No, he's not. Absolutely not. He's more like a Marcus Aurelius freak. He's very into Stoicism. It's very cool.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't know. I read the rest of the news stories, and I didn't think they were as funny as Elon Musk making a song called Rest.
That one has too much time on his hands.
I have other news stories.
Yeah.
There is this guy in Nova Scotia who started fixing the potholes around his small town, and he's receiving thank you gifts, and a bunch of them, like, people have been giving him, like, weed and joints in, like, thank you response oh, for wow. filling the potholes.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, right? Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
And then there was this lady, let me find her name. Also, just for the record, because your girl does not like plagiarism, the April Fool's Day prank things were from BBC. The Canadian man who was given weed is from Nar City. And this next one is from Kotaku, which I, who knows. But there's this lady, her name is Shirley Curry, and she's 82 years old, and she's a grandmother. And she's a YouTuber who streams, like, Skyrim videos, like the game Skyrim.
So she plays Skyrim.
On YouTube.
Nice.
And so, in the next Shirley. In the next Elder Scrolls game that they're releasing, they're gonna make her an NPC. Like a non-playable character, like in it, they're gonna put her in the game. Oh. Isn't that so cute?
That's so cute.
It's a good.
She's gonna be named Shirley in the game.
I hope so. It's like go find. They all have like very dramatic, like medieval and like fantasy names. And it's like go visit Shirley.
It'll be like Theophilus and Shirley.
Have you seen that John Mulaney bit where he talks about the Bible and he's like, all the guys have really weird names, but then their wives are like
Ruth.
It's like, this is like, I don't know a name in the Bible that
Rachel,
sounds,
Ruth, Sarah. Sounds,
no, not women, like men
never,
with crazy names.
Jedediah.
Jedediah and his wife Kylie.
No, it's tons of Lot. Well, his wife was Lot's wife. It's just referred to as Lot's wife, right?
Wow. Doesn't even get a name.
I don't know.
Amazing. She
turned into a pillar of salt.
You know too much.
Interesting.
Bibles. I was going to say Shirley, but Shirley's great.
We love
Classic
Shirley.
Joke.
I hope Shirley continues to make Skyrim videos.
Surely there's something you can do about it. There's nothing I can do about it. And stop.
You know what? That's
Shirley.
It. We're Good done. Luck. We're gonna keep playing music. The next song is May 14th by Milk, even though it's not May 14th. But I hope you guys enjoy while we listen to more of Aiko's puns. All right. Woo.
so slow. When you're waiting on everybody to go, oh, I miss my friend. They wouldn't know. I see them now. I watch them go. If I keep on this way, I'll be alone. Oh,
we'll be right back. Will you let me bore you with details squeezed out of memories? Rain on the wooden stars, crusty letter tree, haunted basement microwaves, big meals around big tables, arms passing and smiling, chopstick shuffling, home for lunch, walk to the park, robbery, piano lesson, things shrink as we get old, haircuts on a balcony, weekend trips to the old house, we learn about you in the process of bedroom archaeology, and all the things you said, all the things you did, all the things you thought, all the things you read, all the things you hid, all the things you brought, all the things you took, all the things you cooked, all the things you loved. Learning about you, bedroom archaeology. Learning about you, bedroom archaeology. Learning about you, bedroom archaeology. Letters about money, letters about what the kids were doing, letters I couldn't even read. They were written in Chinese, 60-year-old letters, illegible to me. And to realize all this, things I might have never known, and how much of myself will be lost to my children's grandchildren. Will they even know my name and all the things I said?
CITR and Mint Records have released their biannual collab, Pop Alliance Volume 5. This glamorous record features staple Vancouver artists, Devours, Swim Team, Lord Fuckerman, Chris Horrific, and so, so, so many more. Get your copy for only $15 on iTunes or at the Mint Records store now.
Oh, man.
What? What?
I really wanted to catch that football game, but I have to clean my room. I'm so bummed.
Yo, man, totally chill out. You can catch it on CITR.
CITR?
Did someone say CITR?
Yeah.
CITR Radio brings you Thunderbird Sports on the weekends. Catch all the action and don't miss a moment of play with our live play-by-play and color commentary. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow, that's great.
And if you can't catch the game, tune in at 3:30 p.m. every Thursday for our weekly update on UBC Athletics with live scores, recaps, and in-depth analysis.
Oh, okay, dude. Okay, dude. We get it.
Dude.
Only on CITR.
What you just heard was Bedroom Archaeology by Only a Visitor, which was chosen because Aiko is taking archaeology, so I thought she would like it.
And also, my bedroom is an archaeological site.
It is. I've been there. I can confirm. Before that was Baby, What You Want Me to Do by White Horse, which I think it has, like, it had a fun country vibe.
I like the vibes.
Yeah. Yeah. And then before that was May 14th by Milk, even though it is not.
I liked that one.
May 14th. I liked it, too. It's long, but it doesn't feel long. It's, like, almost 6 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Is May 14th an important date in anything?
I don't know. I'll look it up.
I don't think so.
It sounds like an important day. Something
like
about
20th
it.
Or something is like.
It's 20? The 134th day of the Gregorian calendar.
Great.
Very interesting.
In 1608, the Protestant Union was founded on May 14th.
Uh huh.
The American Civil War, the Battle of Jackson, took place on May 14th, 1863.
Oh. I guess one of those must have been important for whoever wrote the song.
I don't know.
Or they just chose a random date because, you know, why not?
8 communist bloc countries, including the USSR, signed a mutual defense treaty called the Warsaw Pact in 1955.
There we go. That's the one.
That's what it is.
There we go.
That's the big one.
I know. I was like, it does sound oddly familiar, doesn't it? There we go.
It's the Warsaw Pact.
We love Warsaw Pact. Why does NATO
like
exist but not
that
the Warsaw
so
Pact?
So much.
Yeah, I don't know. That's something in high school. They're like, you need to know all these dates. You need to know what happened at 6:17. And then you come to university and they're like, yeah, if you just kind of know what happened, like that's
it's enough. About timelines.
Yeah, I think you just have to know what happened
first. You just need to know
first.
The order. Yeah.
Not the exact dates, thank God.
But
although knowing the exact dates sometimes is kind of fun. You can eat.
You can sound smart. But like, actually.
Yeah, you're like, actually, it happened. And everyone's like, okay, like, we're done. Like
my entire high school experience.
We're going to go through the concerts this week.
Oh, yeah.
There's some today. No promises that they're not April Fool's jokes, because I'm getting them off the internet, but I'm sure it's happening. So today, the Blue Stones are playing at Fox Cabaret. Uli John Roth is playing at Venue.
Oh.
So we should go to Venue again.
Let's go, I'm down.
Then on Tuesday, Broods is playing at the Vogue Theater. Spiritualize is playing at the Commodore Ballroom. On Wednesday, Dermont Kennedy is playing at the Commodore. Electric Six is playing at the Rickshaw. And Against the Current is playing at Imperial. As well as Acid Mother's Temple and the Melting Parezo UFO is playing at Fox Cabaret.
Okay.
What a name. And Taylor James Music is playing at Sylvia Hotel at English Bay. On Thursday, Tyga, Felix Cartel, and Cash Cash are playing at UBC, the block party. If you're going, hope you enjoy. I'm curious if Tyga's actually going to show up, because isn't he in jail or something right now?
I don't know. Something about him might, like, not being able to cross the border. Something like that. I don't really know if he's actually in prison, if, like, Canada just, like, won't allow him to come in. I really don't know.
Neither do I. We are not part of AMS events, so don't ask us.
Are any of you guys going to block party?
No, I'm not.
I have no idea.
It's
when
on
it is.
Thursday.
Oh well,
on the last day of school.
Definitely not going.
Yeah, I have class at 3:30 anyway, so
that's kind of.
And
annoying.
I don't want to miss my last class ever. I love.
I'm
class.
Going to like Metro Town, so.
Oh, jeans.
Yes, to buy some pants.
More important than block party.
Pants.
Definitely.
On Thursday, FKJ is also playing at the Vogue Theater, and Lil Tracy is playing at Fortune. I can't talk. Haley Blaze is playing at the Biltmore. There's a lot going on Thursday, folks. Grimskunk is playing at Venue. Matthew President is playing at the Roxy. I Am the Living is playing at the Biltmore as well. On Friday, Pink is playing at Rogers Arena.
Ooh, exciting.
FKJ and Lou Phelps is playing at the Commodore again.
FKJ Twigs? Or is that someone else?
No,
I feel like, I think FKJ, I don't know. Maybe she changed her name.
Oh, weird.
Dirty Radio is playing at Fortune, and Ayla Nario is playing at the Fox Cabaret. And then on Saturday, I believe Pink is playing again on Saturday with Julia Michaels at Rogers Arena. So you've got two options to go see Pink if you want to. Jack and Jack is playing at the Rio Theater. The Rubens are playing at the Imperial, which I kind of want to go see, so I might go do that. John and Roy at the Commodore. Wicca Phase Springs Eternal. What a name is playing at Fox Cabaret. Friday Night Fires is playing at the Red Room. Guys, as the weather gets nicer, more and more concerts.
That makes sense.
I wish I knew more of these people. I was They're like, great. Wanna go. Yeah. I like smaller concerts. Like, I really hate the ones that are like Rogers Arena or like BC Place. Like, the only one I went to was like Coldplay, because like obviously I love Coldplay, but like I like the more intimate ones.
Yeah.
Well, I always advocate going to punk shows. Those are the funnest.
I've never been, but I will go now.
You guys can go together.
We can go to a punk show. Go to Mosh Pit.
It's Dude, great. Let's go.
On Sunday, Weezer and the Pixies are playing at Rogers
Arena. No way.
Arena.
I love the Pixies.
Well, I bet it's sold out, but yeah, you can check, or it's really expensive.
Yeah.
But Dennis Lloyd is playing at Venue. Steel Pulse is playing at the Vogue.
Oh, wait, Dennis Lloyd.
Do you know him?
He did. Didn't he do a famous song that came out in, like, the summer? Like, the
I don't know. Hop Along at the Biltmore. Yeah, that's a lot. There's a lot, as always. I mean, tons. I'm not surprised. Yeah. But we've got a couple more songs for you guys. So we're going to kick it off with Midnight by the Tallies. I really like the... Or, just kidding, I lied to you. That's going to be next, but first we're playing Juicy Socks by Cherry Glazer. Glazer, yes, with two R's. I can't speak, but it's a great song. Hope you guys enjoy.
I don't want nobody hurt, but I made an exception with him. I'm not afraid to
What you just heard was Midnight by Tallies, like I previously said. And then before that was Juicy Socks by Cherry Glazier, who performed here, I think a couple weeks ago or about a month now. So I didn't end up going to the show because I'm too busy to like leave my house, but I'm sure it was great. So next time they're in town, y'all You're should going. Go. I yeah? would like to okay. go. But we are near the end of our show.
I'm so sad. That was fun.
You can come back anytime.
Thank you for having me here. I feel special.
You are special.
Thank you. We all know. Yeah. I'm going to repeat it once more. It's Aries season, guys. Me and Kyla are thriving right now.
Not through Scorpio season. Get out of here.
No. Scorpio season.
No one thrives in Scorpio seasons. Not even Scorpios.
Yeah. That's actually really true.
We should do like an astrology themed plot one.
Oh, sure. That'd I can break so up my astrology chart.
you have a Capricorn moon.
Have a Capricorn moon. That's why I've done all of relationships.
I just feel like Aries season's a very like emotional.
It's the best season.
On Saturday when we were doing my birthday things, I saw my dad. I was about to start crying because I'm like, Dad, I'm turning 20 tomorrow.
Oh, you're fine.
I feel old though, to be honest. I feel like I haven't done much.
How do you think I feel? I'm old.
But it's fine.
You're not old.
But
I am the youngest here.
You are the youngest, so you don't even get to say anything. But this is the last show of the regular school season. But I will keep doing shows through exam period, except one. Teo is up against the window. He says hello.
Hi, Teo. Hello.
Yeah, in a couple weeks I have an exam, so I can't. But we'll see about the summer. But I'd still love to play for you guys. So hopefully the show will keep running strong, whether or not my friends are in the country. I'm looking at you, Aiko.
Songs.
But the last song we have today is Couch Surfing by Club Sofa. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you have a great week. See you next week. Thank you to our guests. Even though, Aiko, you're always here, you're still a guest in my heart.
The one special guest.
You are. You're a guest. She's a special guest.
Just for today, is a special guest.
But hope you guys enjoy this one. Have a good week. Bye.
really good, and I've been wanting to find out more about local music.
Yeah, I heard about it through CITR and Discorder.
What's that?
It's a radio station. You can review all the music that comes in and help out with touring bands or just do some data entry to get started in their music department.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you can just email volunteer at CITR.ca and they can help you get into the station or just come in whenever.
Well, I'll be there, so...
CITR 101.9.
CITR 101.9 FM.
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 CITR, Voices of UBC.